Are you ready for a few questions?
Sure.
Dave Matthews, kids. For crying out loud. Most of you had a chance to fill out some cards as you walked into the room tonight, so we're going to read some of those questions before we have some more music. And since this is not our first time at the China Club with Dave, and every time we kind of meet here, it's usually right after the first of the year and right after he's appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone, the first question has to be, where'd you get that great hat?
I was getting a cup of coffee the other day and went up to my coffee shop near my house in Seattle, and I walked in, and I'm pretty friendly with the guys at the coffee shop, and I said, hey, could you know get my regular, and he said, right on, and then he said, where's your beaver hat, bro? And I said, what? I said, where's your beaver hat? And then I laughed like I knew what he was talking about. And then he said, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? And I said, no. And then he pulled out the Rolling Stone cover and he said, that's one. And I said, oh, look at the beaver hat. That's not my hat, but you know.
But it's a good hat.
It's a groovy hat, you
sure.
know. It's a warm hat. It's a warm hat, right?
And it's
on.
Gotta keep you warm when your high temperature is like 9. So yes. Jessica in the audience wants to know, since you've been here with us a couple times in New York City, while you're in our fine town, what is your favorite place to visit or favorite thing to do?
Everything.
It's a great place, isn't it?
Yeah, I love New York City since I was a little kid always, and it's kind of like a home, and I grew up nearby here, and much of my life, and I'd be disrespecting the parts of the city that I love if I was trying to list the things that I like, because I would certainly leave some out. It's the greatest city on the planet for sure.
Thank you, by the way, for the concert in Central Park and all the help you did to the New York City schools.
Never forget that.
When you looked out at this ocean of people on this perfect night, what goes through your head? Obviously, as a performer, you try not to get a little shell-shocked or nervous or anything like that.
Yeah, I was pretty freaked out. But you know, I got relaxed because, we came and did what we needed to do, and people seemed to be having a good time, so then we just went ahead and had a good time, too. It was a good night. The weather was fine.
Yes, it was. And now it's captured forever on DVD and a 3-CD set. In stores now. Don't mind the shameless plug. No. We have a question here from someone who has not added their name, but I like the way they worded this. When you leave this life, what would you say would be your most remembered contribution?
Thank you, Nancy. I don't know... That's a big one, boy.
It is.
My numerous hairstyles. I think if I was going to be remembered for everything, it would be my incredible sense of fashion and my numerous hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
Not to belittle my enormous sense of cool.
All right, that brings us to Anthony's question. So then, how can you be so humble with so much success and a huge obsessed fan like myself?
Well, I'm just pretending. I'm not really humble at all. No, there's always, every time I sit down in the bathroom, I'm reminded of just how much like everybody else I really am.
Good answer. One more question before we get back to the music. When you're at this stage of the game, when you've sold this many millions of records, when we can read things in magazines that say, in 2002, Dave Matthews fans were more numerous than Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones combined. Do you practice? Do you get called for dinner and say, hang on, I can't come down. I've forgotten the changes to Trippin' Billy's. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
No, I just keep going. But I tell you, when I often think in the halfway through a song, oh my goodness, where's the next change? And then hopefully it works out and everything happens. We don't rehearse enough, but everything turns out okay.
Isn't there something good to that though? I mean, you can be over prepared. There's something about being
You gotta be a little shaky. You don't want to get on stage and know everything that's gonna happen, or else you might be bored. God forbid we should get bored. You know.
That's right.
So don't want to practice too much. This is the point at which I walk across the stage and wave nonchalantly to the audience. Then I ask them if they're feeling all right. You know, I'm not good at any of that stuff, so I figure I'll just put my head down and hope I don't get cracked over the head with a bottle.
I think you're fine. I think you're just fine. And you successfully completed questions round one. Very nice work.
Thank you.
The guitar is on. We are live at the China Club. This is Dave Matthews up close and personal with PLJ.